Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I said at the end of the last segment, you know, if there's a best of bit that you want to hear this afternoon, we want to have a little fun heading into the holiday weekend. A lot of people are probably on the road going home right now, I would imagine. A lot of offices close early today. You know, there's a lot of the requests that we always get, right? Overwhelmed guy, sports bar at the TV. There is one person who has texted a million times he wants to hear the Tell the Truth segment with Solana and the Enema. And then there is this one little random text from a number I don't recognize. And it just says, Knickers the cow.
That can't be in the system anymore.
Is that just a... That is on the list. We have a spreadsheet, and that is on the list. I don't think I have... You want to talk about not having the guts tonight? I don't think I have the guts. I got the Schmilkes. I don't think I have the guts.
Oh, goodness. That's anyway, a good one.
We will have some fun this afternoon as we lead on up to Heat and Celtics Game 6 in Boston tonight. Obviously, win or go home for the Miami Heat. And if they do win, they will come home for a Game 7 Sunday night. And if you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour, you heard Solana will be at FTX Arena Sunday night, whether the Heat are playing or not. That dude is going to stand in front of FTX Arena. You ever want to question someone's got the guts? If you have any question, go there Sunday night. If there's no Game 7, Solana will be standing outside, white t-shirt, funky Buddha brew in one hand, and a megaphone in the other. He'll be like one of those crazy street preachers just telling you the Heat gospel. So, we don't have necessarily the guts as a show, but Solana's got enough guts for the three of us.
Yes.
We'll have some fun today. If you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour, appreciate it. That's on 560 WQAM. If you're just joining us on 790 The Ticket after listening to Jim Rome, welcome aboard. By the way, on Monday, we will give you some sort of iteration of a Hochman and Crowder show. We plan to be on the air. Our hope is, it's a holiday, but our hope is it'll be, you know, the day after a Game 7. And so me and Crowder and Solana want to be on the air and be able to talk about it. Now, if the Heat do get bounced tonight, then we'll still be on Monday, but we'll do some sort of iteration of a best of show and a reaction to the Heat season show. But my hope is that Monday we are on the air talking about a Heat-Golden State matchup in the NBA Finals. That would be great.
Yes.
It seems like a wild long shot right now, but crazier things have happened in the world of sports. And it starts with a victory tonight. Get a victory tonight, and then you worry about Sunday then. All right.
Bingo.
I thought it was 3:05. We've got just a couple seconds left. We'll get to headlines. I was trying to time it out perfectly. Oh. Here we go. 3:05 alarm right now.
It's 3:05.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dolly.
Thank you, Jimmy. And we mean that. The best gambler this show has ever seen. Jimmy Garcia.
We're not even ride with him, Hawk.
I know. We had all decided on the Luka Doncic over. We had all decided it yesterday. Jimmy was the only one that said bet the under. So I just ignored it. We just didn't bet it. And of course he was right. And then, you know.
Yes.
I wanted to bet Golden State laying the points last night, but you guys have been high on Dallas. And so I just kind of ate that one as well. And, you know, here we are today, not chipping into our deficit at
Solana.
All. Anyway.
We're gambling together, Solana, and he keeps throwing us under the bus. What is he doing?
Now, pick a winner, and I won't have to throw you under the bus. I mean, get off the schneid. All right, let's get headlines here. Start out the 3 o'clock hour. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
These headlines, they're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Game 6 tonight, 8:30 p.m. at the TD Garden in Boston. Miami can force a Game 7 with a victory.
8.5-point underdogs tonight, the Miami Heat. We talked about it briefly in the 2 o'clock hour. Jimmy Butler over-under on points tonight, 22.5. Bam Adebayo over-under on points, 16.5. Jason Tatum is at 27.5, and Jaylen Brown is at 24.5.
I don't, for some reason, never mind. I feel good about
right
Bam
there.
For some. I'm just
no,
beat. That's
no,
why I have no
never
guts.
Mind. No, never mind.
I feel good Bam, about Bam.
Never mind. Never mind.
It's Bam. He can run. He's healthy. He, like, Bam, take over. He scored 31 a couple nights. Well, about two.
Never mind.
We didn't even talk about how Bam Adebayo in Game 5 for the first three quarters seemed passive, and it wasn't until the Heat were down 20 points with about 8 minutes left. Then he went to work down low.
You were criticizing him on Twitter, and then people were criticizing you for jumping on Bam.
Yeah, there's also like this weird thing with Bam where people think he's not good because of, you know, the lapse in offensive performances and the inconsistency. I mean, Bam Adebayo has proven that he's a building block for the future. There's no doubt, but it's frustrating. First three quarters, you want him to be aggressive. He's not. And then you're down 20. Now, all of a sudden, when you need three-pointers, Bam Adebayo goes 7 straight possessions to the paint. It didn't make sense.
The question to me about Bam, because he was an all-star a couple seasons ago, is he going to be one of those one-time aberration all-stars, or is he going to become a regular all-star big? Like, where do you think? Because since he's been in that all-star game, you would, yeah, I'll tell you where I would lean. I would lean that it was a one-time aberration.
Yeah. Like, you're talking about the bigs. You're talking about, like, he has to compete with Joel Embiid every year. Carl Anthony Towns every year.
I mean,
like, they're natural scorers. Bam's not a natural scorer.
We were talking about him in those terms. Weren't we, Solana? I mean, he was a really versatile big, can bring the ball up if need be. He's not afraid to bang underneath. Like, he really gives you a lot. It's just not enough now on a consistent basis. What do you think, Solana? Do you think he's going to be a regular all-star? Because that was the conversation we were having a couple seasons ago.
Yeah, I think if this year he hadn't gotten hurt, he would have been an all-star. I don't think his single all-star appearance was an aberration. It's difficult because we see the Joel Embiid, we see the Jokic performances, we see the future of the big, right, that position. And it's guys who can hit three-pointers, who have a consistent jump shot, who get the ball face up, attack the rim, put the ball on the floor. And Bam Adebayo, all season long, has been asked to set hard screens, be efficient in the dribble handoff with the shooters, Max Strus and Duncan Robinson, and hit the occasional jump shot, but really just work on the glass, put backs. Like, that's what has been asked of him. And now all of a sudden, the Heat don't have scoring because Kyle Lowry and Jimmy Butler are hurt. Tyler Hero's out, and we need somebody to fill that void. And he did it in Game 3, and everybody's like, see, you can do it, but he's not used to doing that. We're asking him to do things that, one, maybe he's capable of, but not consistently, and two, he wasn't asked of through an 82-game season. So it's difficult for me to say he's not going to be an all-star. He can't be that guy.
The way that you're describing him, though, is not an all-star.
I think he is an all-star.
You're describing this is what we ask him to be, and he can't do it.
We're asking him to be that guy right now in terms of scoring because our best scorers are out. But that doesn't mean, right, like, just scoring doesn't equate to being an all-star. Draymond Green is an all-star. Nobody denies that in the NBA. But he's not asked to go out and score 30 points a game. He has a role, and he makes everybody around him better. And I think Bam Adebayo is that important to the Heat, but he's never going to be the guy from a scoring perspective that can carry a team. So if that's your question, no, he'll never be that guy.
No, I don't think you need him to be a scoring guy.
No, his ceiling's like Rudy Gobert. Defensive player of the year, work hard, blocks, you know, does everything his team asks him to do, but he's never going to drop you 30 back-to-back-to-back nights.
I mean, the thing with Bam, though, is he really is the number two guy next to Jimmy, right? So when Jimmy's dinged up, if Bam is healthy, he needs to take over a game. You see it occasionally, but you don't see it on a consistent basis. That's the disconnect for me.
Yeah. He can do it one night, but like I just pulled up Rudy Gobert's numbers. His career, he's a 12-11-1 guy. Like, he'll get into double digits, but he's not scoring 30. He's gonna get double digit rebounds, and Bam can do that. Bam's a double double machine, but that's it. Like, his offensive skill set is not there. Robert Williams is choking him to death right now. His offensive skill set is not that of a Joel Embiid, of a Karl Anthony Towns, of those big guys that can go get them buckets down low. Hey, you go back to the old centers.
What do you think about this text? Find a damn center and let Bam eat against smaller players. There's some validity to that, no?
If he's the four, I think he'd be a lot better.
Yeah.
I mean, we've said that, right? Like, find a center, let Bam play the four. But in this NBA, your five is Bam Adebayo. Like, he's a right. perfect five for this NBA.
So why does Jokic and Joel Embiid, why are they great fives?
They're the anomaly. I mean, can we trade for Joel Embiid? Okay, perfect. Then, yeah, put Bam next to him. Okay.
Well, I have a feeling you might have to package up Bam to go get Joel Embiid.
But this idea that Bam Adebayo needs a true center next to him, that he can't score, now you want to put Bam, who can't shoot from three, at the four? You're just adding another big piece that's clogging the paint, which, by the way, is the way the Heat get points. They attack the basket, and that's what opens up shooters. They've been so efficient from three because most of their looks are open. Why? Because defenses have to protect the paint from Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry, and Bam Adebayo getting into the paint. And the reason why the Heat aren't hitting shots is because Jimmy Butler can't get to the paint. Kyle Lowry can't get to the paint because they're hurt.
Which is when Bam needs to take over. I mean, that's my only.
I agree.
That's really why I brought it up.
Because I agree, Hawk. But
obviously, Kyle is injured. Obviously, Jimmy's injured, and one of your scorers, Tyler Hero's not even out there. So that's the only reason I bring up the Bam question is that because Crowder said it like, 18 and a half. Yeah, he's got to go to 30 tonight. Like it adds up. Bam needs to go for 30 tonight if they want to get to a game seven.
Yeah, I agree. But throughout the entire season, you ran your offense one way. They were the best 3-point shooting percentage team in the NBA, doing it that way. Asking Bam not to be a guy who's going to go drop you 30 a night, but just get boards, set good screens, cut to the rim, be a slasher at the elbow or at the dunker spot. And that's how he excelled. And now, all of a sudden, because of injuries, you're asking him to go out there and be Charles Barkley. And he's not.
No, I'm actually not. I was asking whether he's going to be a perennial all-star or not. And what you described was a season where he was not an all-star, but they had great success. So, you know what I mean? So, all I'm saying is the answer that you're giving me is kind of, no, he's not a perennial all-star, but he's a major cog in a one-seeded team. Which is fine. You know what I mean? Like, you're answering one thing, but then you're giving examples that kind of prove it wrong.
No, because he was only not an all-star this season because he was out so many games. He missed a third of the season. If Bam Adebayo was healthy and had a full 82-game season or whatever, 72-game season, he would have been an all-star. I don't think that's a question. Defensively, what he provides... It's almost unmatched in the NBA. There's only a handful of guys who can do that.
Yeah, but when you say it's almost unmatched, I mean, we're looking at it through these Heat fan prism here. He wasn't even a top three finalist for Defensive Player of the Year.
Okay, but he was certainly in the top five. Okay. I mean, the numbers are out. Okay, he's a top five defender in the NBA.
Ceiling,
that's an all-star.
And Rudy Gobert's better than him. Can we all agree on that?
No.
I'd rather have Bam than Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert is the most overrated player in the NBA.
He's a defensive player. he's a defensive player of the year candidate every single year, no matter what's going on, Solana.
Rudy, there's no doubt. Like
not all-star numbers, fellas. All-star aggression on the offensive side. Just through the Boston series. Game one, he took 4 shots. Game two, he took 6 shots. Game three, he took 22 shots and scored 31 points. Came back game four and took 5 shots. Then last night, he took 15 and scored 18. He doesn't even want to shoot the ball. He doesn't even attempt to shoot the ball. He doesn't even want to be that guy that
you
want to
bet the over.
My thing is that he has to be that guy that we're talking that he's not.
Put the bet in.
We're falling apart at the seams. All right, go ahead. Can we finish up the headlines?
Bro, I just put the foreclosure note on my windows this morning.
Crowder, I'll give you.
Can I stay with you tonight?
I'll give you $1,000 if you watch 82 Jazz games next year and still tell me that Rudy Gobert is a better player than Bam.
Gobert gets a lot of national pub, right? People like Rudy Gobert, but I'd rather have Bam in a heartbeat. I'm not dismissing Rudy Gobert. Happens to be a great defender. I'm not arguing that, but I'd rather have Bam.
The Warriors, they'll be in the NBA Finals. They beat the Mavs yesterday.
He's a better defender.
I think Crowder might be a little far behind here.
Yeah, Crowder, Solana. Crowder, reset because you're 3 minutes behind.
I think Crowder, Game 6 is over. Can you tap twice if you hear us?
I'll run through these, Hawk. Canes baseball versus Wake Forest.
The headlines?
At 3 p.m.
How far behind he is. It's unbelievable. He's laughing right now, by the way, at the they already lost game 6 joke. It's not what I'm saying currently. He just got that. I'm not even joking.
Canes baseball, they're playing Wake Forest right now in the ACC tournament because of our Bam Adebayo debate. I am not prepared with the score, but
that's
probably
all right.
We'll have that for you. Steven is telling me it's either 1-0 or 10-0. One or the other. 1-0. Canes are up.
All right, very good.
Marlins open up a 3-game series in Atlanta tonight. 7:20 is your first pitch. There's some big soccer action tomorrow. The Champions League final. It's Liverpool, Real Madrid at 3, and then Inter Miami. They host the Portland Timbers at 8 p.m. in Fort Lauderdale.
Doing an actual show with the actual radio. You know the guy radio? That's my partner. This is out of
Thank
nowhere.
You, Jimmy.
He just heard the 305 alarm.
Planning your summer road trip?
That's great.
Hollandaise sauce.
I'm in a time warp. This is ridiculous.
You're traveling through a wormhole. It's like, it's a great point, Coop.
Opened up.
Planning your summer road trip. Take
that
road.
Go, Mike Marchant. Finish the headline.
Planning your summer road trip, take the road towards more fuel savings with Racetrack Rewards and save at the pump. Plus, you can earn free food and drinks. Download the app today, Racetrack. That's T-R-A-C, no K. Whatever gets you going, terms and conditions apply.
Is that really in the copy?
No, but I mean, you have to let people know it's Racetrack with no K.
Everybody knows Racetrack, the gas station.
No, they don't.
Is T-R-A-C.
No, they
yes,
don't.
They do.
You're saying everybody, like, that's something you know. That's not something everybody knows.
Everybody knows Racetrack is with a C.
Okay. What if you've grown up your entire life next to a Chevron, like I have? Then you wouldn't go to a racetrack.
The only racetrack I've ever seen is the one by the old radio station on 441 and, like, 191st. But everybody knows.
There's one right across from Hard Rock Stadium, like 2 blocks before Hard Rock Stadium.
I think that's the one I just described.
No. It's not the one you described.
The one on 441 not by the 191st.
One on, not the one on 441. There's one on University Drive right before you get to Hard Rock Stadium. It's across the street from Hard Rock, like three blocks
before.
Oh,
by the Walmart?
On the other side. From the
where
other
the Sonic
coming,
is.
Yeah, coming from the turnpike.
Across the street from the cigar bar.
Yeah,
cigar
bar Denny's. Denny's and the Sonic.
Your weather from the Demesmond and Dover accident attorney weather center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE.
You can't tell me Solana's not in a bad mood. Why'd you get so angry that you were describing a different racetrack?
It's not that I got angry. It's that I'm telling you there's a racetrack, and you're like, well, no, that's the one I'm telling you. And it's like, no, I know the one you're referring to. We worked across from a racetrack. I was there for five years.
Sounds like
there's
he's
another
very
racetrack.
Agitated by the other racetrack. Like it, you can't say you're not in a bad mood when you're this hyper over the other racetrack.
Because why can't you just believe me that there's another racetrack? Instead, you have to come in. You
have
to barge in.
I don't believe you. I acknowledge there's one over there. I thought you were talking about the one that I had just mentioned.
No, I think you're talking about the one I just mentioned. No, I'm referring to a different one.
Boy, someone is sensitive
just
today.
Trust
man.
Me on this.
I'm telling you, not, fellas, my therapist shouldn't be around these type of environments. This is nasty.
From the
but how can I trust you on this when you didn't even know it was spelled with just a C?
I did. I'm
no,
just
you
making
didn't.
Sure
you
other
said
people,
no one knows this and that you didn't know it.
I did know it. I'm just making sure other people are aware. Maybe you were going to download the app, which you should, because they sponsored our headlines, and you were going to type in racetrack with a K. It would be an
and
honest
you don't
mistake.
Think, you don't think you would get to racetrack with a C if you put in racetrack with a K?
I don't know. I'm just making sure. I'm just double checking.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesmond and Dover accident attorney weather center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. It is partly cloudy outside. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
He's going to tell us at some point what was wrong this week, because there's something going on with him, and I just can't figure out what it is. But he's way too agitated over where that racetrack is. Like it's so inconsequential. And he is just huffing and puffing. So we'll find out at some point, I'm sure.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Take care, brush your hair.
Hawk and Crowder. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Some people want to hear the racetrack bit again. We just did it, so I can't replay that right now. We have a fun one for you here, though, because it's Memorial Day weekend. Crowder told us earlier he'll be grilling this weekend. A lot of people will be grilling this weekend. This is a while back. It was last year, Father's Day, and I went and brought home Bobby Rabino's for my family, which has since closed. There was one Bobby Rabino's in South Florida left. In Pompano Beach. I think there's one up in like Fort Pierce or something. That's the last one. But we were talking about ribs. Remember we brought Carlos Frias on from the Miami Herald, talk about ribs. And of course, Aronde Gadsden wanted to weigh in. And this is the famous, your clothes got to be smoky if you're out there barbecuing. Crowder and OG going back and forth as to who's the better pit master. So here is our ribs conversation. I'm sure a lot of people will be grilling them up this weekend. Here's our ribs conversation with Aronde Gadsden. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Aronde Gadsden, former wide receiver for the Dolphins. Now, he and I are kindred spirits when it comes to food, usually. And yesterday, as my great Father's Day rib debate was taking place on Twitter, I asked Aronde if he wanted to weigh in. Now, we talked about this in the 2 o'clock hour today when Carlos Frias came on with us, the food writer for the Miami Herald. So we're talking about ribs on my Twitter yesterday because I went to Bobby Rubino's first time in 30 years. I wanted to do that for Father's Day. I brought it home. We didn't go there. So I texted Aronde. I asked if he wanted to weigh in. And he texted me back a picture of some ribs that he was currently cooking and said, yeah, I want to weigh in. And then I showed the picture of the ribs to Crowder, and Crowder said OG should not be allowed to weigh in because, and I quote, those are burnt-ass, dry-ass-looking ribs. So, Aronde, you come into this conversation with baggage. Crowder already does not respect your rib opinion.
But this is the point, and I can be the equalizer here because I watched the movie before, and I can fix what you guys have already messed up already. Going getting back to the rib situation, he has to understand. I don't think Crowder knows the difference between. I had showed you a rack of ribs, which I did, and maple brown sugar. They are caramelized color, but the other one is a beef rib. You got to cook that kind of like a brisket, so it has to be a little burnt on the outside for the inside to be tender. When you leave it in there for that long period of time, the outside's going to be burnt because of the seasoning and everything I do. But I know he doesn't understand that. You know, he's a beer guy.
OG, we can get into it. I get my ribs. I take off the membrane off the back of the rib, the one that holds the intestines and all inside. I love my ribs, OG. I love my ribs like a child.
Yeah, that's what I'm
it's
saying.
My well, child I had a, for the
I had
afternoon.
I had a pork rib, and I had a beef rib. The beef rib has to be a little bit more burnt than the pork rib.
But it don't have to be burnt, OG. It can just be cooked more. Put it away from the fire and let the smoke get to it, OG. You letting the fire get to it. You gotta let the smoke get to it.
You cooking your ribs on that little red, the first
grill you buy. The tailgate one?
Yeah, the tailgate red one with the bubble top. You cooking your ribs on that. I got it.
You're on a Kirkland grill. You got the Kirkland grill.
And listen, I like
you
the
got
cold.
My
like
first grill. You went out and bought my first grill.
your grill got three legs on it. That's the problem. Well, if you got a grill with three legs, you're trying to cook more than hot dogs or hamburgers, you might have an issue. if your grill got three legs and two little wheels, little training wheels, then you got it.
Damn, I need to upgrade, OG.
I want to give you your props, Aronde. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? Because you've told us before, and I'm guessing you spent some time on the grill.
Charleston, South Carolina. And so there we do chitlins. We cook the whole pig, everything from the rooter to the tooter. We got pig feet. We doing everything, chitlins. We cooking the we doing everything, making the bacon. We put them in the hot water. We scalding them. We taking the hair off. We doing everything. We catching our own chickens. We wringing the neck. We doing it all.
And do y'all burn all the meat or just the beef ribs?
not all of meat, see the beef rib is one big rib, man. You're not understanding, man. See, where you from? Where you from? That's the issue. Went to Florida. When you went to the swamp, they kind of mixed you up a little bit. But all right,
No. I got my Atlanta back is where I first started barbecuing, and then I would be central to South Florida with my barbecue, man, with the wood chunks, not the charcoal. OG, you got to have your wood in there to get your...
It sounds to me like OG understands this more than you do.
Do you soak your wood, or you just put the chips in there?
Nope, you got to soak your wood. But if you don't, OG, you'll catch on fire. You don't want them to catch on fire.
That's all I'm asking you, brother. That's all I'm asking you. I'm not talking about your grill right now. I'm just asking what you do with your wood.
I soak my wood overnight, OG. I tell you, I soak my wood.
Okay, all right.
I am so outclassed in this conversation.
My sauce gonna be. I like the gold sauce. You know what I'm saying? The yellow sauce. You probably from here. You a red sauce kind of guy. OG, you know what I'm saying?
What? I can do the mustard based sauce, but OG, you need sauce because. Okay. OG, my ribs don't need sauce. There's so much flavor through the marinade and the seasoning. You put sauce on it, and you're actually taking flavor away from my ribs with sauce.
So you marinate your ribs, what, 3 hours that same day? Like, you got up yesterday OG, morning and said, I'm gonna cook the ribs at 10 o'clock, and then by 4 o'clock they done?
Overnight. I got a drawer in the bottom of my refrigerator, OG, that I get my slabs, and I put them in a big garbage bag, and I put so many seasons and onions and garlic cloves and all in there, and Italian dressing is my little secret. And I put them in there and I let them...
Okay, ooh. I know. I fished it out of there. That's your secret, Italian dressing.
OG,
nobody from the South putting no Italian dressing on their ribs, I can tell you that.
Because y'all don't know how to make ribs. And then y'all get all that acidity. Acidity, OG.
Needs my information. Acidity.
And the juices is in there, OG. My ribs is so juicy, sometimes they'll put the fire out. There's so much beautiful juice and flavor coming out of my ribs.
Down on the coals. Okay, I got you, man. Listen, man.
Does it sound like he knows what he's doing? I mean, does it sound like he knows what he's doing, OG?
You know what I'm saying? Sound like. He probably still wrapping him in aluminum foil. But, you know, we're going to work with him.
I don't know what happened here. Aronde Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver, has joined us. I was going to ask you about Tony Romas and Bobby Rubino's and Flanagan's. I don't know what just happened here.
Because Shannon going to come inside not smelling like a bit of smoke. He's going to be like, I got my ribs. They ready. You don't smell like no smoke, though. If your toes ain't smoky, then you ain't cook no ribs, man. Your toes got to be smoky, man. Your clothes got to be smoky.
It's like walking to somebody's house and seeing they cook the ribs on a gas grill. That's the, it's time to leave, huh? It's time to leave, OG.
Well, how do you feel? I like when I was told earlier in the show by Carlos Frias, the Herald food critic, that I have a simple palate, a juvenile palate, because I like ribs that are slathered in barbecue sauce. Crowder doesn't even put sauce on his ribs.
So where do you stand on this? You're from Chicago, though. You're from Chicago. So
that is true.
Listen, I like it slathered in sauce. I don't like sauce on the ribs, but I would like to have the option of having two sauces on the side. One's going to be mustard-based, golden, because I'm from South Carolina. The other one can be whatever you like. I like it to be a little spicy, a little barbecue sauce, but I like to dip my ribs if I want to. But if you don't, if you don't have sauce on them and they taste good, like Channing says his is, but I'll go with that. But no sauce. I'm on the no sauce side.
But this is my thought, fellas. You dip a chicken nugget. You dip a chicken tender. Do you dip a Chilean sea bass? Do you dip a good T-bone steak? When you make something to perfection, you don't need no dip. You dip chicken nuggets, OG.
Well, talking about chicken nuggets, the best ribs probably – the McRib from McDonald's, be quite honest.
There you go.
If you really want to know.
There we go.
You know, when I see the sign that say the McRib, I'm stopping. That's immediately. Right. The little pickle on that thing. Listen, I like no, the
wait
bread.
A second.
I
wait a second.
Like
wait
box.
A second.
I want the box. I want it.
Wait a second. You leave the pickle on the McRib?
Yeah, I do. I like the pickle. I gotta find it. I don't know whether it's on the left side or the right side, but I like that one pickle.
Sometimes it's under the sauce. Sometimes the sauce is so thick on the McRib, you gotta go digging for the pickle.
Sometimes they put the pickle under the whole McRib, like it's on the bottom bread. I don't like it like that. I take the bread off. I find the pickle. I place it where I want it in the first bite, because that's how you get a good bite of the McRib. Now, you know, McRib only sold for a short period of time, so you got to get in there and get that McRib
It's like driving by Krispy Kreme and they got the hot now sign on.
If I see the little letters underneath the big McDonald's sign, McRib is back. You know, they never have it spelled correctly. They never have it spelled correctly. They miss an R or the B.
Right.
You know,
the McBurr is back.
Yeah. I got my McRib one time in the wrapper. Like, they done wrapped it like, they don't have the box. We out of boxes. Can I give you the McRib? Yep, give it to me and then wrap it up. Wrap it up. Like a Whopper. Wrap it. Done.
You can get double meat. It. You get double meat on the McRib, OG. You can get double meat.
What? You can get a double rib. I don't think I can make it through the bread and a double rib. I don't think I can make it through.
You're so right on the box, though. If they just wrap it in that paper, it does not taste as good as if it doesn't come out of that McRib box.
If it don't come out that, they got to come out the McRib box. Like, I don't want it. It's in the paper. No, going to the next McDonald's.
But, you'll leave and go if they don't got the box.
Yeah, no, if they out of boxes, I don't want the McRib. It don't taste the same. It tastes different. It tastes so different. So different. I don't know what it is they got in that box. They might have got some nitric oxide or something in that box. Some box make the rib taste so good.
What about fried ribs? Something else. I'm torn on those. I'm torn on these fried ribs, man.
Listen. Listen, them fried ribs hard to make. My boy, you know, our boy Donnell Bennett makes some good fried ribs, but I feel like my arteries may not take it if I hadn't. Like, I know I'm going there. I got to do some laps. I do some running. I drink some water for 2-3 days. But you fry a rib, boy. They good now. They good. But, yeah. Boy, your arteries, boy, you need a pump. Need a pump after that.
Goodness. Aronde Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver.
Hawk, have you had a fried rib before?
So, I don't think so. We were talking about it earlier, and someone texted in that Trick Daddy's restaurant makes fried ribs. And then I think they were telling us Twin Peaks. Did you tell me Twin Peaks, Crowder, makes the fried ribs?
I don't think
I've ever had fried ribs. I mean, are they noticeably crispier?
Yeah. Drop them in that thing. That ain't flash fried. They drop them in there. They fry them. Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
You can't get a slab of fried ribs.
Yeah,
fried ribs
yeah,
are always
singles. They single. They always come one rib. Can I get one rib? That's all they come in. They come one rib at a time.
You know how much for just one rib?
You know who should have fried ribs? Tucker Dukes. I did a lunchbox
Tucker
place.
Tucker Dukes.
That place.
There we go.
They should have a fried rib on their menu.
That'll be my next menu item.
They got to get Jammy and Slammy in that kitchen. You get Jammy and Slammy in the kitchen, you can make
there
some ribs.
You go. Yeah, you're going to get all type of stuff. The riblets, you know, the little falling pieces off the rib. You're going to get the riblet sandwich. You're going to get them rib tip sandwich. That's what I
rib
like.
Tips.
I like the burnt little part. Yeah, them rib tips. They're not bad. Yeah, that make a good sandwich right there the next day. Ooh, put them on some white bread. Got to be white bread, soft in the middle. Yeah.
Now, what if you went to somebody's barbecue and they had Kirkland ribs?
No bueno. like you know how you find out? You're like, hey, man, you going to the house. Hey, how y'all doing? Happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. And you get you a drink. Boom. The water, you twist the cap off, you go to the trash can and throw the cap away, and then you see the little plastic from the ribs, and they say Kirkland ribs, and you'd be like, yo, oh, man, you know what happened? My keys, they in the car. I got to go. I'll be right back. Get hit it.
You know, I think I just tested positive. I better get out of here. I'm in quarantine.
You got some COVID ribs over there, man. We gotta go, man. We gotta go.
God. All right. Did we cover any ground here with Aronde?
Yeah, we covered a lot of stuff. We covered the McRib. We covered that Channing cook ribs and don't smell smoky when he come back in the house. We covered a lot of stuff.
That my grill got 3 legs on it and 2 wheels.
Your grill got training wheels.
Let me just see if I understand this correctly. OG, you are saying that Crowder, let's say he pulls some shorts and t-shirt out of the wash so they smell like bounce and fabric softener. He smells delicious. He goes out. He spends the entire afternoon at the grill. When he walks back in the house, he still smells like bounce.
Well, you know. Yeah, he smell like outside, but outside bounce. Yeah, he don't smell like smoke at all, whatsoever. whatsoever. He's still tucked in and everything. His shirt's still tucked in and everything. No sauce, no nothing on his clothes, no nothing.
OG, I could cook ribs in a 3-piece suit, is what you're telling me.
If you took the jacket off, man, you'd be clean as a whistle when you want to go to church, man.
So when you're grilling, though, OG, when you're grilling, you walk back inside, you are covered. You went to war.
Listen, boy, you got to take them clothes off. Because if you're a cook, if you're a real cook now, you tasting while you cooking. So you got to make sure everything, I take me a little piece off the edge and might have me a little one rib over there sitting, make sure it's nice and tender falling off the bone. So I had a little bit to eat. You know what I'm saying? So I need to come and take them clothes off and then go take jump in the shower and come back down and change. But everybody, by the time I come back down, they'd be like, hey, you cooked them ribs? Yeah, I cooked them ribs. See, they don't say that when Channing cooked the ribs. Because he right there. He don't ever leave. He right there. He bring them and sit them on the counter and sit down and everything is all right.
All right. There you go. Excellent job, Aronde Gadsden. As always, a delight. Now everyone knows why we had Aronde Gadsden a couple weeks ago. Oh, all right, OG.
Try to get more of that. Hey, man, y'all stay safe, man. Glad to hear y'all back in action, man. Good to hear you.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, how much for one rib?
Hawk and Crowder.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.